Hotel staff in Tofino were working double duty Wednesday, letting incoming guests know that, once again, they may face delays getting to the resort community by road. "We're getting good at hitting the curveballs the highway has thrown at us," said Charles McDermott of the Wickinninish Inn. Tofino and Ucluelet are at the peak of their summer seasons, when thousands of tourists from around the world typically flock to the area to walk the beaches, surf and hike. But the only paved road in, Highway 4, was blocked when a June wildfire burned and weakened a cliff face along a narrow stretch hugging Cameron Lake, resulting in rocks and trees dropping onto the highway. A section of the highway was closed for 2 weeks with only a rough logging road as a detour route. The highway reopened June 23 to single-lane alternating traffic. Then, with little warning Tuesday, the Transportation Ministry announced that Highway 4 would be closed again so workers can remove dangerous loose rock fractured by the heat of the fire, along with other debris. Beginning Monday until mid-August, a 2-kilometer section will be closed from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays, with an 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. daily opening for single-lane alternating traffic. There will be a westbound release at 11:30 a.m. and an eastbound release by 12:30 p.m., the ministry said. Pilot cars will lead traffic through the area. 3-day use parks will be closed until the highway fully reopens: McMillan Provincial Park, Cathedral Grove, and the day-use picnic areas of Cameron Lake and Beaufort in Little Qualicum Falls. There will be no Highway 4 closures on weekends, including the BC Day-long weekend, the ministry said. Tofino Mayor Dan Law said the community's businesses, still reeling from the fire closure, were shocked by the announcement. "It's going to hit Tofino very hard, there's no doubt about that," Law said. "I think today I'm seeing the business community taking a moment to let it sink in, but we know it's going to be tough." Some hotel reservations are expected to be cancelled, and there will be a trickle-down effect for other businesses, such as restaurants, shops and tour companies, as well as those that service and supply them. "Most businesses understand the highway has to be fixed, it's just the timing is so unfortunate," said Law. He said after the highway reopened to single-lane alternating traffic, there was a lot of hope the summer season would proceed as usual. But the latest closures have left businesses worried, since summer is when many earn most of their revenue. Law said the hope is that crews can finish the work as quickly as possible. Business leaders had asked if the daily traffic openings could be extended to 4 hours to allow more traffic through. But the ministry responded Wednesday saying the work had to be done in daylight hours and in dry conditions. Hotels such as the Wickinninish Inn and Hotel Z in Tofino and Ucluelet's Black Rock Resort were contacting guests Wednesday to let them know highway closure times, along with alternative travel options such as flights via Harbor Air and Pacific Coastal Airlines. "Most of our guests are not aware of the new highway plans," said McDermott, noting there hadn't been any cancellations on Wednesday. "So we're just trying to get ahead of this." He said the inn is advising guests that the detour route via Lake Cowichan is still open, but might not be kind to some vehicles, including rental cars. Matt Breer, manager at Hotel Z, said the hotel hadn't had any cancellations on Wednesday. "The only call I've taken is someone saying they're going to be here no matter what because it's their birthday," he said. Breer said Tofino is used to lane closures, having gone through nearly 5 years of work on Highway 4 at Kennedy Lake. The $54 million project over a 1.5-kilometer stretch about 18 kilometers from the Ucluelet-Tofino Junction was completed earlier this year. During construction, there were long lineups almost every day. "It's been a while since we've had the luxury of 2 lanes to Tofino," said Breer. "Our tourism for the past few years has been built on the back of 1 lane and there's still a thriving industry here. We'll just roll with it, like we always do." Breer admits it's terrible timing in the middle of the summer season and some people might cancel. "But for the most part, people who come here and people who work here are pretty resilient. They're looking for adventure." Heather Riddick, director of sales and marketing at Black Rock Resort, said BlackRock is telling its guests to time their travel plans with the highway openings, suggesting that they visit Parksville or Qualicum Beach waterfronts, and stop at provincial parks and other points of interest so they aren't sitting in a lineup of traffic. Their journey will be a little bit more of an adventure, she said. McDermid said the road closures haven't been the only problem this summer for the Wiccaninish, which typically attracts Americans, Europeans and Canadians from every part of the country. He said congestion issues with BC ferries over the Canada Day long weekend also hurt business, and there is a perception globally that the entire province is on fire. But we're pretty resilient out here, he said. We're at the end of a long road and we'll always be at the end of a long road, and there will be delays. Law said Tofino has many bright business minds who will figure a way to make the best of what could be a lean season. My message is, if you can get here, you're going to have a great time. The Transportation Ministry said drivers are encouraged to fuel up and bring extra supplies, food and water. Tow trucks will be staged at either end of the closure to assist motorists in the event of breakdowns. For up-to-date information about road conditions, visit drivebc.ca. Decluster at timescolonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.